Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Barrett. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Barrett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Berry scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas scores. Dykes moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Dick Barrett. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. One out. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ed Coleman pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Bing Miller pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Coleman scores. Higgins moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Max Bishop pinch hits for Dib Williams. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Ed Coleman now playing left field. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Haas moves to second. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Appling moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Swanson bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebbing moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Berry reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.